morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, May 31st, 2024. Theatre Nouveau in Belfast has a new play opening this weekend. Producer Kathleen Riley is here with a sneak preview and an invitation to join them.
Hello, my name is Kathleen Riley, and I am a member of a theatre group called Theatre Nouveau. I'm actually the producer. And I'm also acting in this next show that we're doing, opening May 31st at the Basil Burwell Theater, is our show, The Shakespeare Lonely Hearts Club, which was written by our artistic director, Suzanne Ramczyk. When we say Shakespeare, we're not doing Shakespeare plays, but Shakespeare's text figures a lot. Significantly, within four short plays, which are generally about loneliness and seniors and loneliness. And we cover the categories of Shakespeare plays, as they're often called, the histories, the tragedies, the romances, and the comedies. So briefly, the four plays and two of the pieces, the comedy and the romance, are about two women living in a senior residents who want to be friends but have issues about becoming friends, and some of the antics that they get up to within this senior residence. Another of the plays, which is The History, is about a divorced couple that runs into each other after many years, and Shakespeare figured significantly in their past because they were actors and that's how they met. And the last play, The Tragedy, which takes place during a tumultuous civil war, where an isolated elderly woman must find the strength to carry on what could be her final self-surpassing act. Theatre Nouveau, we label ourselves a theatre group with a social conscience. Our first play, The Madwoman of Chaillot, addressed a variety of issues, including climate change and demonstrations, all sorts of political, social issues. Our second play, Addiction Speaks, dealt with addiction, fentanyl, all kinds of addiction, fentanyl, alcohol, any kind of drugs, where we had actual testimony from people who had been or still were trying to deal with it. Lastly, our play now is dealing with the issue of loneliness, which our Surgeon General said was an epidemic in this country, particularly among the elderly. So we try to address these issues in a way that is entertaining, sometimes funny. Often it could be sad as well. But we want to make it about real life and what people have to deal with on a daily basis. We open Friday night. We will run for two weekends. The theater that we're running in is part of the Belfast Maskers, which we rent from them. It's a very nice theater. Seats 100 people. The dates for the run are May 31, June 1, 7, and 8, where we start at 7, and then June 2nd and 9, which are Sundays, where we start at 2 p.m. We have a website, www.theatre.nouveau.org. All the information is there. Ticketing is possible there. The box office will open at 6:30 every evening and at 1:30 on the Sundays. The plays are short. The whole show will run, I would say, 2:15 with a 15-minute intermission, perhaps up to 2:20. It's a lot of fun. This is our third production, and we're hoping that folks in the region come out to see some live theater this weekend and next weekend.
That was Kathleen Riley of Theatre Nouveau. More information about the Shakespeare Lonely Hearts Club can be found on their website, which again is theatrenouveau.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.